Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Thank you for allowing me to be on Biz TV. I'm here today with Jeremy Winger, who is what we have now described as a millennial. I think we've determined that at my age, I'm a Generation X. And we just got done shooting our first ever TV show today, which is on Biz TV, which I'm real excited about. And now it's going to be my first radio broadcast. So, Jeremy, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, from Alabama, born and raised, moved up here about 4 years ago, and you know it's been a great ride. You know, grew up, my dad had a tree business for about 18 years. Started working with them when I was 12 and 25 now, and just that's where I got my start in business. And it's been amazing. He passed away in 2010 and became 40% partner in a landscaping company. Helped them with marketing, helped them from their plateau place to be doing pretty well. And that was about 7 years ago, and they're still scheduled out about 10 months in advance. It was great. Went overseas to be a missionary for a year, and you know, the rest is history. Moved up here about 4 years ago and just been up here just personally growing. It's been great. And thrilled to finally actually be able to meet you.
Yeah. Actually, that was a little pun there, folks. The reason why I asked Jeremy to be on today is that Jeremy's an expert marketer. He's being a little humble there in that area. He's has incredible internet skills, and which most of the millennials these days do. And I had made a statement on a video feed here about a few weeks ago to a fella that I guess probably the nicest way to put this is what he does is easy. And what I meant by that was as a Generation X, you know, we really done it with our hands, and we really done it with our minds, and we didn't have the internet, and we didn't have the ability to use the internet like we're doing now today in this podcast, radio podcast. We didn't have these tools to reach people. Mm-hmm. When we done marketing, we done cold calling, foot to foot, door to door. There's no way in the world anybody could ever convince me that's not harder than sending out an email.
No, it's give and take. I grew up in a generation where, you know, I started working with my hands because my dad owned a tree business for 18 years. But one thing I always found myself falling into the position of was helping him with the clients on there on the job site, mediating between him and the employees because they were both saying the same thing at one time, but they were understanding one thing after another. And
so you're saying there's a generation gap that the younger workers didn't understand.
Oh no, these were 45-year-old men. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And they didn't understand the marketing aspect of it.
No, they just they couldn't communicate. And
okay. Now I need you to explain this to me. 45-year-old men can't communicate. In what area? What are we talking about exactly?
So my dad would give orders exactly what needed to be done that day, and they thought one thing, and I was just like, and I'm out there working. My mom made me go work with him starting when I was 12 years old, and I hated it when my mom made me go do it. But I'm grateful now because it taught me a lot of different life lessons. But one thing I realized was the employees would get frustrated whenever he would have them do something, but they're literally saying the same exact thing, but they're understanding two different things. And that's when I was like, guys, be quiet. This is not what he said. This is what he meant. And my dad was very hard headed, and it was just,
us Generation X's, we seem to, and wise and conservatives and all the other ones, we seem to be hard headed. I think we had to be hard headed because we were the one digging that hole that people put the tree in. That now has blossomed into what we call internet technology, and y'all get to pick the fruit off of.
Yeah, you guys definitely paved the way, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I find that interesting that you said that because most people don't.
Yeah.
They feel like that the millennials have I know this is a hot topic here.
Oh yeah.
They feel like the millennials have had it handed to them. Sounds like you might possibly be an exception to the rule, but do you think that you partly apply to it?
Well, I find myself in a different position than most because, I grew up when it came down to hard work. I grew up working with my hands, but I found myself on bridging the gap, I guess you could say, for the lack of a better term, because I saw my dad's work ethic and the manual labor, but then I also found the tech side of stuff very intriguing. And I'm a growing up, always messing around with technology. It gave me something. I find a way to figure it out. You know us, man. We don't need instructions. We just figure it out.
Yeah, my 4-year-old actually can operate an iPad better than me, so that's a little embarrassing in spots, you know.
It's okay. You can build a building better than him, though.
Actually, I can tell somebody how to build a building better than him anyway. So let's move on into you went overseas as a missionary. That's kind of intriguing to me. What drove you to that?
Oh no, I needed to go overseas, and I was part of a team to help start some churches over there, but it was to the point where whenever you're, no matter what position you're in, no matter what job you're in, your gifts always shine. And so
they're supposed to shine.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's definitely a millennial thought. Mm-hmm. That, if you're in a position and you're working, you're supposed to shine.
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant was that you're always going to function in what you're gifted at. That if you're in a position doing, like grunt work or whatever the case may be, there's always going to be a certain slant to...
Describe grunt work to me.
Oh, just busy work. Just busy work here and there. Stuff that needs to be, has to get done. Someone's got to do it. And,
that's grunt work. See, back in my day, grunt work, we actually didn't have the word grunt work. It was just work.
Yeah.
And so anyway, continue. I'm finding this fascinating that we're diving into this generation gap and why we had such a wide, broad ability to conversate or have a conversation, why this big gap is there. Yeah. Because, we believe that my generation believes that, you have to work hard to get to where you want to be, and you have to put your dues in, you have to go through your trials and tribulations or struggles, and then the millennials can take and jump on the internet and, create a click funnel and send it out selling potato guns and make $1 million.
Right.
So that's an accurate statement?
Well, the opportunities are there. I know plenty of people that are your age that are doing the same thing.
Some potato guns?
Yeah, or little spinners.
Yeah, I saw little spinners at the mall.
Exactly.
I was like, I don't want one.
Right.
I was like, I don't have time to fidget.
Right.
Now all of a sudden we have fidget devices. Exactly. I don't have time to fidget. When I'm fidgeting, it's usually I'm working.
Yeah,
I got something going on. I don't have time to fidget.
Well, it's beautiful about that is because there's always a demographic. There's an old saying. Well, I mean, there's a saying that. There's a saying that is you can always benefit from someone else's habits, and you can benefit from someone else's ignorance or stupidity or just or laziness, and that's where that's what's unique about Generation X and the Millennial generation is that. You guys have experience. You guys have the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into it. But also, there's a shifting in the economy and how things are being sold. Walmart has gone down on their shelf stores, and that's why a lot of it's moving to online sales. And I mean, they've been around for how long? And they're starting to realize that the curve of technology and the way things are operating these days, it's the same way that this is the same kind of principle that was functioning in the past, but you guys capitalize on it too.
Explain how we capitalized on it.
Hard work. You guys knew how to put in the work. You knew how to door knock. You knew how to cold call.
You talk about building the bricks and mortar and and build the store and have people come to it.
Yeah, you guys knew how to do it. The way it worked back then.
What? So this gap that I keep talking about. Mm-hmm. I had a guy call me an old dude on the internet the other day because I was actually made a statement. He got a free car, and I said, "Yep, that's the millennial way. Got a free car." And he actually won it through some sort of program. And he goes, oh, I'm proud of the fact I got a free car. I'd be embarrassed by the fact I got a free car. Mm-hmm. I'd be proud of the fact I worked hard for one that I could be proud of. Right. But to get one free, everybody wants a free car. I mean, it's kind of stupid to say that you wouldn't want a free car. But I wouldn't be proud of a free car. Mm-hmm. Would you?
I wouldn't say. It's almost about, it goes back to working smart, not hard. You know, that's what we're all about. That's what I've learned from my parents. I've learned from Generation X that's how we're able to scale our operations. That's how we're able to really, that's how we're able to grow. But when it comes to affiliate programs or incentive programs, you know, we have those technically built into the old school structure as well. You know, when it comes down to how things are operating, I mean, honestly, it's there's a different spectrum of things when it comes to the difficulty levels of different niches and different industries. And so that's why it's always about working smarter, not harder, but working hard at working, being smart on what you do is a better way to say it.
Okay. So let me tell you what I just extracted from that is the next generation.
Okay.
I work real hard, but I'm not very smart.
Okay. Did not mean that.
I mean,
this
is the generation. This is the problem. See, I think the communication is the issue. It's not necessarily what you're saying. No. I absolutely totally agree with everything you just said. Yeah. I think that working smarter than harder is a much more intelligent thing to do. But the way it's described from a millennial perspective to mm-hmm. a Generation X or Y or whichever one it is.
XYZ.
XYZ, who cares? to an old dude. It comes across as though, hey, we've went out here and we have developed some skill sets on the internet, which are very talented skill sets, mm-hmm. and now we're smarter than you are.
Well, and that's
only that, we don't respect what you've done. We don't respect where you've been, where you come from, or what you've done.
Living a strong, healthy, and vigorous life relies on your body's ability to absorb the essential nutrients from the foods you eat. Excellent health begins with your digestive tract, where nutrients are absorbed and toxins are eliminated. The digestive system's main role is to extract energy and nutrients from food. These functions are compromised, however, when there's a lack of healthy intestinal bacteria. Every day we're exposed to environmental factors that destroy these good bacteria. Processed foods, stress, alcohol, and antibiotics. So it's necessary to replenish them with probiotics. Consumption of nutrients does not necessarily guarantee their absorption, but a superior probiotic supplement can enhance the process. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the GI tract and promotes peak absorption of nutrients for optimum health and energy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get smart about insurance before you buy. For information you can trust, contact your state insurance commissioner or visit insureyouonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Scott Lumley Show. Very proud to be our first broadcast on Biz TV, or excuse me, Biz Radio. I'm also doing Biz TV also on Sundays at 7, so sometimes you'll hear me get them confused. I'm getting old. Going to be having some discussions today with what we consider a millennial. I guess I'm the Generation X or Y or Z or something along those lines. So anyway, going to have a conversation, seeing if there's a possibility of bridging this gap that we have created. So anyway, I look forward to spending some more time with you on the radio. I'm sure hoping that Biz TV don't throw me off after this particular episode.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate stereotype for our generation. That's the majority of it, and that's one thing that when it comes down to when people are, I guess you could say, when they're raised to believe a certain thing, they've gotten down to the point where they weren't taught the people skills, and they weren't taught how to connect.
I think that's a great point. I think that's one of the main points. Mm-hmm. They sit behind a computer system, played video games.
Absolutely.
Didn't go outside. Didn't interact with other kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all of them, but mm-hmm. the majority sit behind a keyboard.
They do.
They were keyboard warriors.
Now they're in public. They're on their phones. They don't know how to talk to people. And all these guys go on Tinder, and they wonder why the girls don't want to talk to them.
Well, and so that's confusing. I don't know what Tinder is.
Oh, it's a dating app.
Oh, well, doggone. I should tell my wife about that.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
I didn't know there was such thing I've heard of Match.com because it's been around for a lot of years, and there's mostly old people on there now. So I guess that's an old technology. And
I think your demographics is
the demographic spread apart now.
Yeah, no, it's tailored to that.
Anyway, we told you we were gonna have fun with this one today, folks. Please bear with me. I know this is my first show on the Scott Lumley Show. This is a little bit rougher than I wanted to start off, but I just had this, I have an internet company, and I know a lot about the internet, and I'm funning around with Jeremy because there really is a generation gap between conversations. It's real. It's out there. It's undescribable. Don't know this even fixable. I think time fixed most of it. Mm-hmm. Guys like me will fall out of the picture, and it'll start bridging the gap just like every other evolutionary process happens. But at this particular stage in the game, it really comes down to one simple thing. I have a hard time having a conversation with people that feel like they're entitled. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time having conversations with people that feel like that they can jump on the internet and build something cool and go make a lot, which I'm doing, by the way, but it might build something cool and that they're smarter than everybody else, because mm-hmm. I'm not. I can tell you right now, I you were talking about landscaping. My history is very well documented. If you don't believe me, just Google me. Mm-hmm. And it has not been easy. It's been a very tough road, made some bad decisions, made some great decisions. But all the decisions I made had serious consequences. With the millennials, I can see their consequences doesn't seem to match their actions. Have you not seen that?
Yeah, and that's where, because when you brought up landscaping, my business partner was a 65-year-old self-taught master stonemason. One of the biggest things is he had a very small crew, and I mean, I was responsible for hiring and firing people on top of the marketing and the branding. And one thing that I noticed was, and this is just a common thread through everything, is that it is a very, it's a very common thing that people that are my age, they feel entitled. They feel like they need to be given stuff because, you know, they feel like they need to be validated, which the world doesn't owe them anything. And accept an opportunity. That's it.
World don't owe you an opportunity. You have to make your opportunities.
Fair enough.
So it comes down to, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and it really is a gap. The world owes you nothing. Mm-hmm. The world doesn't even owe you an opportunity. The world is nothing more than a life that we lead. It is a doors are presented in front of you. You choose whether or not you do or do not go through them. But once you do go through them, you work hard. I have actually seen your work ethic, so I know you are different. So your dad did put some good ethics in you. But it's fun to hear you talk because you still speak like a millennial.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I meant by you said to yourself, there are certain doors that open, and that's what I mean by the opportunities. Is that when there are going to be things that are going to open up, but it's up to you to walk through those. And so that's why when it comes down to the things that are presented in front of you, it's how you react. It's not about what happens to you. And that's something that I had to learn very quickly. And that's something that it's gotten to the point where now it's been good. So it's been a lot of ups and downs, but not to the point where it's been great, and it's been definitely educational and beneficial. But there's always something to learn from no matter what happens to you.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show on Biz. Radio. I think I actually said TV earlier.
I don't know.
I got confused. I got the show on Sundays on Biz TV and the radio show here on Saturdays.
Yep.
I look forward to continuing this. I'm going to have a lot of interesting guests. It's not going to be always the prettiest radio show. I believe in calling it the way it is. I've had to go through a lot in my lifetime. I think you can Google me and find that out. And since about 7 years ago, I've made a bunch of changes in my life, and I'm going to call it like it is now. I believe in just telling people exactly the way it is and not beating around the bush. So back to Jeremy Winger?
Yes, you got it right.
Yeah, thank you. Just want to make sure I got that right. That's a bad one to mess up.
It is a bad one to mess up.
Yeah. So we were right in the middle of talking about, your landscaping, or
we're talking about opportunities in life, open doors and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Give me some information here. Tell me what kind of doors are opened up for you, what you feel like, is an opportunity, isn't an opportunity as an entrepreneur / internet guru?
Well, are you talking about right now or back then when it was landscaping?
Now. Let's talk about the present tense. Okay. I don't think when you're 12, really, at this point in time, except for life lessons, is near as effective as today.
So yeah, 2 years ago didn't count.
You weren't a millennial when you were 12. You were 12.
Yeah, I was 12. That was like 2 years ago. It was just terrible.
Yeah. Well, I think you're 25, so it was a little more than 2 years ago.
Yeah, tomatoes, tomato.
Yeah.
But no, the opportunities that are opening up right now are just phenomenal. You know, being able to come work with you has been great, and learning a ton of things, and it's been to the point where learning so much so quick, and just practicality when it comes down to just life, and there's always something you can learn from someone, and that's where it's been great to work with you, work with the family here, and be able to be able to truly connect and really help you develop your brand and be able to be a part of this movement that you're about to kick off.
Well, and folks, Jeremy has come to work for me, and that's the reason why I asked him to be on the show today. It's because I've had many battles with him over being able to have a conversation with him about the direction of certain aspects of certain parts of our company. So this is the reason why I have asked him to come on here today to have this discussion, because I think it's a big topic for our world right now. So with that said, we'll be back again shortly.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded
or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show. Again, here with Jeremy Winger, still having this millennial discussion. I'm going to move to a little lighter subject. I know I've tore into it pretty hard about being a millennial this entire first segment of this radio show, but let's throw some positive out there. Jeremy, I understand you are an internet whiz kid.
I know a couple things.
Kind of tell me, tell me what you do know.
Well, I mean, the being able to understand someone's story, you know, any type of marketing, any kind of paid ads, any kind of organic growth, when it comes to any aspect of marketing, whether it be video editing or whether it be paid ads or campaigns, everything reverts back to someone's story, their message, their why. And, you know, being able to really dig deep and understand that has been that's one of the best things that I can say that I love to connect with people. I get messaged all the time on social media, hey man, what do you do doing all this? I don't even answer their question. I completely divert it, like how we got connected over social media. So what's your story? Like what is who are you? Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry does what someone else does, but it's not about that. It's about why you do what you do and the message behind that, because that's what's going to create an impact to help change people's lives. And so being able to understand that story and then be able to build a campaign around that, whatever platform is good for that person or that brand, it has been it's really good to be able to know those different standards and those different avenues to really articulate that story and that message to hit their demographic, to really cause an impact, but also to help them drive ROI and create that brand.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You like to tell stories.
Yeah.
Okay, but you do it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what drew you to our company?
You.
And why is that?
Because you and I have you have a rougher upbringing than I did. But you and I connected based on just our similarities in our background. And it wasn't, I mean, honestly, that was really my intention to connect with you, because I admired your story. I admired where you came from, just a little that I knew 3 months ago. And then, you know, being able to help you and kind of and give you some guidelines and directions and stuff when you were posting on the online groups to find help with certain areas, you know, I could hear your heart.
And folks, I wasn't posting on Tinder. Tinder, is that what?
No. Sorry.
We want to clarify what I was posting on. What I was
marketing groups.
yeah, the marketing groups that that I was posting on, asking certain questions, because obviously, you know, we're ramping up our marketing for Resolve Suite, and so I want to clarify.
Yeah,
that no, I have no profiles on all that. I am happily married.
Yes.
So anyway, go ahead.
And I've seen that, and that's one of the things that drew me to you when we got on the phone call on my way to an event for Exotic Car Track Race. It was interesting, because that next day I came up and I saw your interactions, I saw your body language, your micro expressions, everything that your face said when you spoke, and how you reacted with your children behind closed doors, with how you interacted with your wife, and which is hilarious at times. It's great. But it's to the point of your heart being articulated through all the ups and downs. That's what drew me to you, because it's different when anyone can show about online, and we both know that.
Oh, there's a bunch of fakers out there. We're going to be calling them out soon.
Oh, yeah. You already did one of them. Well, I mean, you razzed one of the guys.
Well, you know, I made him famous. He had 15 minutes of fame when I got done with him and a free car. Anyway, go ahead.
But
But being able to really connect with you, and then, but also watching your interaction behind closed doors was powerful. And that's what really drew me to come work for you, because that is something that you don't see very often. You don't see that authenticity, because even, like I said, even through the ups and downs and everything that's been going on through, I mean, because, you know, getting a startup together is not an easy feat. And that's why being able to see your heart consistently through everything has been great. And
well, that comes from, you know, let's flip back again. You know, my story is in my new book, Don't Look Me Up. Folks, yeah. Please go on Amazon and order that. It's not so much because I'm trying to sell you a book, because quite frankly, I wish I could afford to give it to you free. Because it really is a guide, a life lesson on hope, possibly even suicide prevention, if you were to look at it a certain way. My brother committed suicide, which was pretty tragic for me. It's what kind of brought me out of my shell just a little bit when it come to, I pretty much kind of recluse back and had no intentions of going back in business after the things of 2008 that actually come back to haunt me in 2014, mm-hmm. and which now we've conquered and overcome. But when that happened, that kind of broke me back and like, wait a minute here, you know, this is too much to be said, to be saying nothing at all.
Right.
You know, I was one of the few people that had the opportunity to grow up when the internet literally was nothing but URLs.
Yeah.
I mean, there were no search engines. Google wasn't there. AOL was the only internet provider, or excuse me, the only SP, help me say that way, SP provider.
Dial-up.
Yeah. Well, it was on dial-up, but it was the only service provider that there was.
Yeah.
So,
I remember that. I grew up with that.
Yeah, I still have friends that still have AOL accounts.
Oh, geez, I'm like, bless them.
Yeah, I was like, you heard of Google, you know, Gmail, right? But, you know, they keep them. So
I remember that dial-up tone, too, when I was growing up.
Listen, I remember bag phones. I remember, you know, I mean, the stuff I remember is actually quite sad. I remember when there was three channels on TV.
Oh, bless your heart.
You know, that was a millennial statement. Oh, bless your heart.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I can go to YouTube.
Yep.
And, I mean, not YouTube. What's that thing called? Apple TV. I can go to Apple TV and play whatever I want, whenever I want to, mm-hmm. which is really cool for a real entrepreneur, because I get to watch the shows I want to watch when I want to watch them.
Yep.
So I am kind of digging the new technology, but simultaneously, it is sad.
It's in moderation.
It is sad, especially the stuff I see coming out right now. It's just so much crap out there. But it is sad in a way because, you know, we used to go out and play in the yard. I bet you, as silly as it sounds, I sound like the old guy right now that walked uphill 12 miles to school in the snow. But the truth of the matter is, you know, that's what we used to do. We'd pick up a rock and stick, and that's how I learned to hit home runs, you know, before I was, you know, 15 years old. I was standing in the front yard with rocks and a stick, hitting all day long. How I learned to jump high for a white boy. How I learned to jump high. You know, and sorry if I offended anybody, but
that'll be all right.
Y'all can jump. So anyway, I stood outside with a stick, and I jumped over the top of a broom between two chairs, backwards and forwards, until my sophomore year, I was able to absolutely slam a ball down a goal.
Yeah.
And people say, well, he's only 5'10". Well, you know, Muggsy was Spud Webb was short too,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, huh?
Muggsy
Bogues and Spud Webb. That's right. Sorry, we had some outside interference here. But anyway, I told y'all before this is going to be raw and real, and it's raw and real.
That's right.
And I'm going to say it the way it is, yep. And we're going to have fun with it. And anybody that wants to call in, we're going to have a phone number for you to be able to call in on our next show, so we can have some real fun, have some talks, have some conversations, bring up some topics that are not only going to help people as entrepreneurs, but also going to help people in life. Us old generation, we have a lot to teach. We have a lot to show. If we can get the millennials to listen to us, I think there's a good way that we can bridge the gap.
Absolutely.
I think Jeremy is one of the exceptions. It's the reason why I asked him to come on today in our first broadcast on Biz TV, if I don't get thrown off after the first one, is because he does have a old soul with the millennial attitude. And, you know, and I say that exactly the way I said it. You know, you're an old soul with a millennial disposition and attitude.
Thank you.
I think if we can take and bridge this gap, and be able to communicate with each other, I think the wisdom that comes from my generation that could go to your generation, just like all generations before us.
Carry the torch.
But for some strange reason, this particular generation seems to be the one that's getting the most attention. Mm-hmm. So be back shortly in just a minute with Jeremy Winger. We're going to have more conversations about this bridging a gap and conversations being able to be had that don't result in some wild chaos or result in everybody hating each other. No reason for that. We're trying to find a way to take this technology-driven generation and merge it with this hard-working generation and try to come up with some way that these entrepreneurs can move forward in a positive way. Be back shortly. Thank y'all. Very proud to be our first broadcast on Biz Radio. I'm also doing Biz TV also on Sundays at 7, so sometimes you'll hear me get them confused. I'm getting old. Going to be having some discussions today with what we consider a millennial. I guess I'm the Generation X or Y or Z or something along those lines. So anyway, going to have a conversation, see if there's a possibility of bridging this gap that we have created. So anyway, I look forward to spending some more time with you on the radio. I'm sure hoping that Biz TV don't throw me off after this particular episode.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, Scott Lumley back here at the Scott Lumley Show, back with Jeremy Winger. And I keep making sure I say that name right.
I grew up with it. It's okay.
How many jokes did they make of you? When
I started making my own jokes and beating them to the punch. And
well, that would probably be a good way to do it with a name like that.
I don't know how you can tell you my middle name.
Oh, no. Please, come on. I got no middle name now.
Nope. That's for next episode.
Listen, after this millennial episode, I doubt there'll be a next one. The PSTV is like, throw me off now after this right here. They're like, oh, my Lord, he has no filter. Anyway, seriously, what is your middle name?
Richard.
Oh, wait a minute.
You remember?
Oh.
So, like you said, old soul.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that alone right now. I want to get back on this millennial thing because y'all are.
Remember, I grew up with 45-year-old roughnecks working on trees.
Yeah, but obviously they didn't know how to talk.
No, they didn't, but they knew how to make fun of jokes.
They didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because that's all. We didn't have Pac-Man. Well, no, we did have Pac-Man. We didn't have all these other games and all this stuff. You know, we didn't have controllers in our bedrooms.
We had the ping game,
that we could drive in cars. And I think we might have had that little ping game.
The ping game.
Yeah, I think we did. What was that thing? Ding.
It was in one side.
I remember that. It had two knobs, and you moved the thing up. And I do remember that.
It was like Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, I barely... We had Etch-a-Sketch. I couldn't draw nothing.
Either.
Well, that's because it didn't work like it does. Now you can. Yeah, now you draw the Eiffel Tower on it. But back then, you were lucky to get a circle or square.
I was barely able to make a jungle gym.
Yeah. Anyway, so since we know Etch-a-Sketches is probably not going to help anybody here today, let's move to subjects that might help people. Give me some insight to – we've got just a few minutes left here on the show. Give me some insight to – how we bridge this gap between how we bridge this conversation. How do we take this technology and bridge it with what we've paved the road and worked so hard for? How do we do that? What's your thoughts and your ideas? I know you don't have all those answers because I don't have the answers. But what are your thoughts on it?
From my perspective, it takes from both sides. It's even though it's going to be a blanket statement, but a lot of times because of the stereotypes on both sides, there are a lot of times where the younger generation tries to be understood instead of trying to understand. And even on the Gen X side of it as well, on the Gen X side of it, it's to the point now where because of the stereotype with the younger generation, they try to make them understand.
FYI, it's not a stereotype for the young. I just want to go ahead and say that. It's not a stereotype. Mm-hmm. It's fact.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point of where this is going to is that it, like how you and I have connected, it's to the point of where to understand first, and then that way you can be understood. That's what I had to learn the hard way is from connecting with people that are older than me growing up. That's why I relate to people that are older than me instead of people that are normally my age, because it's to the point of that's how I relate to people, because the older generation has a very good grasp on understanding before trying to be understood. Now it's reversed with a lot of the younger generation, that they want to be understood first before they try to understand.
Well, they want self-gratification. They
yeah,
want gratification. They want the
microwave
gratification
mentality.
They want the participation trophy.
Yep.
They don't want the MVP trophy.
Right.
They just want the trophy that said they've got to participate.
Yeah, they want to feel good.
Yeah. Let me tell you, if somebody handed me a participation trophy when I was a kid, I'd have thrown it back at them.
Right.
You know, I wanted the MVP trophy. I wanted the home run derby trophy. I wanted the trophy. Now, I didn't want the participation trophy.
Yeah, if first or last.
So the you just again reiterated exactly what I've been saying. Mm-hmm. The millennials want self-gratification.
Yeah,
they
Georgia
want instant gratification. So self-gratification might be true too. But anyway, instant gratification would probably be more appropriate.
Well, it kind of goes back to also validation too. They don't believe in themselves, and a lot of them really don't believe in themselves. They don't have a sense of self-identity. And so that's where a lot of the politics and the stupid safe zones and all this kind of crap that goes into play is that's why EQ is, I think, that was lacking with raising the kids, because the thing is, too, is that the mentality of the younger generation had to come from somewhere, too. And so that's where bridging the gap on that side of it, they didn't just like boop, pop up out of nowhere. It came from something. And it came from Generation X as well, to some degree, of raising the kids a certain way.
I'm glad you said that, because I absolutely do agree with what you just said. I think it's absolutely our fault that the millennials are in the situation they're in right now. Mm. I think that we have...
There's give and take.
Yeah, I think we have babied them, and we've wanted them to have more than we had. I know, especially in my particular case, I really wanted my kids to never, ever... You know my backstory. You can share a little of that. But I never wanted my kids to experience what I experienced.
Right.
I didn't want my kids to go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody out there wants their kids to go through what they went through.
Any good parent would.
Any good parent, at least somebody that's trying to parent, wouldn't want that.
Right.
So in my particular situation, I always wanted my son to have a nice car to drive to school. And I always wanted to have nice clothes. And I want sons to have these things,
mm-hmm.
and I always wanted them to have those because I never did.
Right.
So for me not to have them, and him to have them, of course I've raised a son that's very respectful, and he's I do not think of him as a millennial at all. As a matter of fact, I don't know what he is. I think he might
X Factor.
He might be the X Factor. but I'll say this much: I'll say that from my perspective, I didn't have. I didn't have the opportunities presented to me, or the support system that was presented to me. So it upsets me when I watch the generation, your generation,
mm-hmm.
who has so much support and so much wisdom around them, and so many opportunities presented to them, that are literally opportunities that you can type on a keyboard and become extremely successful. Just absolutely waste it.
Yeah.
And if they're not wasting it, they're exploiting it to the point of making themselves look stupid.
Absolutely.
And that really is a real thorn in my side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that probably will be for a very long time to go. So we got another minute here or so left. What's your final thoughts on this? And we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah. The biggest thing is, with my generation, guys, please take advantage of the resources and the mentors that are around you. Stop trying to make a name for yourself so much to the point to where you don't become value oriented. You have to be able to serve someone, solve a problem, because your income is going to directly reflect the problems that you solve. And it's instead of just trying to waste it away and do something just for selfish gain.
That was a very articulated way of saying, folks, if you work real hard, you're going to run into problems. If you overcome your problems, you'll probably make money. If you make money, then you can take and pour from a full cup. You pour from a full cup, you can help other people. You can have radio shows. You can have TV shows. You can benefit people. You can do the things that you want to do in life and not envy the people. You can respect them.
Envy comes from laziness.
And envy is, yes, it does. And you can respect the people. So with that said, I'd like to thank everybody. This is my first show on Biz TV. If they don't throw me off, there's probably a good chance I'll get thrown off. But anyway, this is Scott Lumley, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jeremy.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,